he just seems comfortable out there, and then in every opportunity he's been given, he's responded to it. And as you know, defense is a different animal than coming in as a forward. There's just a lot more things to learn, the players that you're playing against, the speed of the game. So we would say that his instincts then are very, very good. It takes years before you have experience back there. So what you're seeing by young defensemen is raw. It's what they bring to the table. In the last, five games, I think there's been a real strong, not necessarily improvement, but the Anaheim-San Jose games, his ability to physically control pucks in his own end, not the offensive stuff, the harder stuff to learn, how to block out, how to get to the front of the net defensively in your own end. I've seen him do that and control pucks, and that's way ahead of the curve. You know, so many of those young guys are releasing pucks, or physically they're getting out man down low. And that, I think the guy's, put a big hex on him right now. He's +9 in 5 games, and he's got some points. Those are good stats, no matter whose name's attached to them. Put him out in the ice because he's really good. And that's not a developmental thing where we're trying to get him more minutes so he improves. He's just a good player on our team, and we play him in that hole because he's been successful at it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Charlie and Heidi and I were talking about that, about the way the game's changed. I asked Charlie, how did you learn the game? And I really believe this. I mean, the coaches do some system stuff, but the things that make guys special and different are almost learned by the guy they're sitting beside on the bench. If you can have a veteran guy talk to the kid, how to turn your body, bail the kid out if he needs it. And Jacob hasn't needed it. With Mark, the other nice piece, is a good, strong, physical, willing guy. So that there's that guy as a partner for him too. Mark's played really well. I'd like to think that some of the things that our forwards have done to help our D have really benefited a player like him. He can move it quick. There's somebody there for him. Doesn't have to get overly creative because his strengths are his ability to seal. He's willing. He'll do anything to make a play, take a hit. So he goes back and gets it first. If we give him a chance to move it quick, he's been really solid. I think those, really I'm a bit comfortable with the way our defense has played, each one of those guys.
How long do you think you will be before you feel comfortable?
7 or 8 years, I think I should have it down. That's a hard question to answer. I'm not there yet, right? So I'm still in the phase where I'm pulling a guy in every day that it makes sense. And, who are you as a player? Tell me about yourself as a player in your life, and what can I expect out of you? When are you good? When are you bad? All those questions that we need to know. That's, usually at training camp, you're asking three guys that because everybody else here. It's going to take a while before, and I probably won't get to truly understand each individual by the end of the year. It takes time. Well, he's, again, he's a kid, right? Except I just keep throwing him out the ice, and not because I'm some guru at developing kids. He's a good hockey player. I like the idea of the line that he's on. He's got lots of speed on the wings and guys that can shoot. He's leading rookie in assists, which means he's a playmaking guy. Center and defense are the two really difficult spots, and he's been solid there. I think the thing I like most about him is he's a gamer. Like, he's a hockey player. He watches hockey at night. He's on. He can tell you who's playing center ice against them tonight and those kind of things. He's into the game. He loves the game, likes to practice, works hard in the summer. I know he trains hard because he's a fit guy. So he loves his job, so he's going to get better. But like I said, he comes off the bench in a role that we have him in because he's earned it at this age. Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, what can I get away with in this league? And what's the big thing that the kids develop? Aside from all that is game awareness. They have absolutely, usually none of it when they come to the NHL. Who's on the ice now? Who's playing defense ahead of them? Who am I on the ice with? Who's my D? What can I get away with in this shift? Time, place, and score. A lot of times they have no awareness. But when you know that you're coming off the bench and in San Jose with Thornton, I mean, they were matching that line hard, and it turned out that was a pretty good match for us by the end of the night, and good for him. He's been really solid. I think they learned that if they compete hard enough, they can win, which was Anaheim. And that sometimes you're going to compete real hard and still lose, but should feel good about your game. That there are nights, you know, so I said really after the San Jose game, you have to know how you've played to get better. That if you win 4-1 and you haven't played well, you need to know that. And in a night like San Jose, we dropped a 1-0 game against a real good offensive team, and it was a tight game. They had a few more chances than we did. Part of that feeling that maybe at times they were better than us is the building that you're in, because that puck crosses the red line, as you know, and the place is going crazy, and a shot that's 4 feet wide, everybody's screaming. So you get that sense that they're coming maybe more than they are. But that you can play well, lose a game, and in this league you need to make sure you leave that game there, keep your confidence, and move on to the next. Well, they were, you know, we can X out the last game because I'm sure they have, and it doesn't mean anything. A lot of confidence, a lot of speed, the quick strike ability, real good power play, lots of movement, and then the confidence that comes from winning. You know, they weren't forcing things where maybe they would earlier in the year. I thought that they were looked like to be a lot more patient hockey club, and over 82 games, you're getting one buzzsaw that you don't even want to think about, can't explain, and you just... So we're not expecting any residual, except I would have preferred they had won 7-1 coming in here fat and happy, but they're not. They're going to be ready to play.
How important
is Andre Pavlik? There's no point in any game that he's played that he hasn't had to be the difference in a block, but there's one game that he was the game difference in Anaheim. He's the difference between that. The confidence that your team gets, that in every hockey game, I mean, you could look at the game, the Nashville-Calgary game last night, in every hockey game, there's going to be a block, and it happened to us in Calgary at the start of the third period, that he's got to be the difference for about 3 or 4 minutes, and if he is, the game's won, it's 5-2, and nobody talks about how well he played. But he's done that in each game. It happened against Edmonton. There's always that stretch. You know, there's always a portion of the game the other team controls, and when he does, if your goalie's on, you win that game, and he's been